Good evening. It is 5:50. I'm Jill Dittmeyer, and on this Wednesday, we are talking about the Pride of Indie Bands. They are celebrating their 10th anniversary this year. They're doing so with a knockout concert next Tuesday night, June the 9th, at the Athenaeum downtown. They're going to have about 75 performers. It's a collaboration of several of their different ensembles gathered to perform that evening, and joining us live in studio this afternoon to talk a little bit about it, we have Sam Cantor. He's the president of the board of directors of Pride of Indie. Hello there, Sam.
Hello.
Laura Blake, she's the artistic director for the Pride of Indie Marching and Pep Band. Hi, Laura.
Good evening.
And Chris Forsyth, he's the artistic director for the Pride of Indie Concert Band. Welcome.
Hi, Jill. Thanks for having us.
Well, we're happy to have you guys here. And, of course, the celebration is kind of in line with the Circle City Pride Festival, which actually hits Indianapolis next weekend, the following weekend, the 13th and 14th. But events start this weekend. And, of course, because we are a news station and Indie Pride has been in the news, a topic of discussion all day today, Governor Pence has sent out a press release welcoming Indie Pride. Some people are saying maybe it wasn't welcome enough. Glenda Ritz, our state school superintendent, is going to announce her that she's running for governor tomorrow. She sent a letter to Indie Pride with the Glenda Ritz for Governor 2016 letterhead on top. So, Sam, you're the president of the board of the Pride of Indie Band organization. What do you guys have to say about everything that's been going on today?
Yeah, and thanks. While we appreciate the gesture from the governor's office, we can also certainly appreciate the mixed reactions from the community, as I'm sure there would be mixed reactions from our own members. At the end of the day, though, we're an organization born out of sharing our love for music with people, so we try really hard not to get too involved in the political climate.
Exactly, and that's why we're going to steer away from there and go back to music, which is the language for everyone. And it does prove something. You guys have been around for 10 years. And you guys have seen a lot of changes, Chris and Laura, I know you have, with the people and the groups and the bands.
Yeah, we started out of sort of a small grassroots movement. Some people gathered and said, why doesn't the festival and the parade have a band? They had some meetings, and lo and behold, spring 10 years ago, they had their first rehearsal. We're blessed to be part of a national organization, the Lesbian Gay Band Association, and we had a tremendous amount of people come from all across the country to help us get started and march in that very first parade, and it never stopped. And we've grown. We've had a number of very talented people come through the ensemble, very talented conductors, including Chris, who've stood in front of us and really helped us to grow. And we're really excited about the concert on Tuesday night to be sporting 75 people and probably close to that for the parade on Saturday. It's just something that we're really proud of and very excited to celebrate and share with the community.
What a feat, Chris, to direct all these different musicians in these different capacities.
It's a blast. My background actually comes from teaching music, so I was fortunate to be able to join this band as a performer and quickly moved into an assistant conductor position. But it is an incredible blessing to be part of a very special band in the Central Indiana community band community. There are so many musical organizations in this city, and ours is quickly becoming, one of the biggest and the best in the city. But like Sam said, we are just so excited to be able to share our love of music through concerts, through performances, not only at Pride, but, you know, the five or six concerts we do throughout the year, various marching and pep performances as well. So we're really excited to be a part of that.
And Sam, that's another thing we were talking about, too. The parade has grown and along Mass Avenue, and it's going to be huge next Saturday, but bringing 75 just performers to the Athenaeum, who knows how many people you're going to pack in there to hear this next Tuesday.
Yeah, we're really optimistic about that. The venue is great. There's a lot of space for a lot of people. I think we were north of 300 plus last year at this time for this concert in the audience, and we are super excited for the turnout that we get at this event.
The other thing that is really exciting is, of course, we think about bands, we think of a marching band, but there's a concert band and a jazz band, and we have a clip of some of the concert band performance. Laura, you want to tell us a little bit about maybe who are some of the people that are in the concert band and what kind of music will they be playing Tuesday?
Well, Tuesday night, we're really privileged. We are inviting back, thanks to Aaron Rambo's assistants, some of our previous conductors, and they've chosen program pieces to highlight some of their journey throughout the 10 years of the ensemble, including one of our conductors, Jeremy Kaler, shared with us a story that really moved the ensemble at rehearsal last night, speaking about how The piece he chose happened to be a selection that he performed on his last concert before he departed from the ensemble, and now he's come back, and he's a performing member again, and he's conducting the ensemble on Tuesday. We have highlights. We play such a wide variety of music, pop music, classical music. We try to touch a little bit of everything to make sure the audience has a really enjoyable time.
This sounds like a little bit maybe of John Sousa kind of marching. Perfect timing there, the applause. But another one of the bands, too, that you guys are going to be featuring, too, is your jazz band as well. And, I mean, obviously, Indiana has such a great, rich history with jazz and jazz musicians.
Correct. Absolutely. The jazz band is a great ensemble because oftentimes we'll get organizations that want a live performance. And it's not feasible to move the 50-plus member concert band, you know, on a dime to those performances. And the jazz band is such a great ambassador ensemble that we can send out to do those quick run-out performances. Jazz in its nature is very improvisatory. We rehearse on a sort of a pseudo basis, you know, it's whenever the jazz musicians are available, but we have such a wide library of tunes that we can choose from when we're asked to perform. It's a great ensemble to be able to send out and do those things, and they will be opening the concert actually on Tuesday.
Let's hear a clip. We have a little bit of clip of the jazz ensemble. From Ipanema. That'll get everybody grooving. How do you get everybody together to practice?
That is a question we still work on, actually, from time to time. You know, we set a schedule. We have established what we kind of call the concert season, where our season begins in September and runs through the Pride season. We do a Garfield Park concert as well. So we establish a rehearsal schedule well enough ahead of time. Knowing that this is a community group, we know that people have lives outside of that, and people sometimes have to come and go from the ensemble for various reasons. One of the things we've seen in the past year or so is a resurgence in some numbers. You know, there's always going to be an ebb and a flow to membership, but we're fortunate to see a huge growth across the board in the concert band, jazz band. The visual ensemble this year is going to be really well represented again in the parade. So we're really fortunate to provide musicians with an outlet, not only the LGBT, but our straight allies as well. Anybody who is welcome to play, we're fortunate to be able to give them that opportunity.
If anybody would like to join one of the ensemble groups, how do they do that?
They can send us an email, follow us on Facebook. They can just show up. We'll take anybody. We'll help them find an instrument. We'll teach them how to play. We'll find something for them to do. We literally want to include everybody we possibly can.
With the Pride of Indie Band, the big concert next Tuesday night, June the 9th, starts at 7 o'clock, $5 admission at the door. I think it's going to be a busy night for you guys, and then they're showing movies down on the Mass Ave following the performance. Thank you all so much for joining us, and have a great festival, and congratulations to another 10 years and more.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.